two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome on in. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for hanging out on a Wednesday. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, former NFL quarterback, former University of Utah. Great on the program, as always. And we have some good things to report, and it's all part of our 805 cut here. Not only does it look like that the NBA season is going to go off, we could have sports. It's our 805 cut.
The cut at 805. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
You know, I never thought, Scott, that it would be, after everything sort of comes back around, we're just going to call off sports because it hasn't really benefited us in any way. I knew it was never going to be like that. I didn't know I was going to be so excited to see some of these, just the sports that we follow, to see any way possible for them to be able to figure something out. And that's what we're seeing here with the NBA making some decisions to not just go, and they have to ratify it still. But the NBA season could be underway in Orlando. With an 8-game start to the season, or a continuation of the 8-game, or 8 games as a continuation, then the playoffs. We'll have to bring in Ben Anderson on this as well, our Jazz insider for KSLSports.com. Ben, please explain how this works.
Yeah, so they're going to bring 22 teams back. That's 14 or 13 teams in the Western Conference. 9 teams in the Eastern Conference.
Just pick best records in that sense? Is that why they...
So the top 8 seeds in both conference, and then any team that was within 6 games of the 8th seed, which they thought was kind of logical as far as who could actually make up ground and get into the postseason. Now, I don't think the Phoenix Suns, who are the 13th seed right now in the Western Conference, have a realistic shot as far back as they are of the Memphis Grizzlies to catch number 8, but I think the NBA wanted to bring some of these teams back. And as I was looking at some of the schedules today, I think they realized, hey, Phoenix shows up a lot on these team schedules. If we bring them in, it will put at ease our schedule makers. They try and figure out how to play, those final 8 games of the regular season that will define and decide the final standings.
Is there a chance that the Utah Jazz could actually get played out of the playoffs with 8 games left?
Oh, Scott, going negative.
What's
no,
that?
They're not. They're okay, far enough right, ahead. Okay. They're far enough ahead right now of the 8th seed in Memphis Grizzlies that the farthest the Jazz could drop is the 7th seed. But then on the flip side, they can't catch the number 1 seed Lakers either. The Jazz are too far back to catch Los Angeles. Jazz can get up to the 2nd seed, and they can drop all the way to the 7th seed. Right now, they're 3 games behind the Los Angeles Clippers for the 2nd seed, and they're 2.5 games ahead of the Mavericks for the 7th seed.
So, are you excited by this? I want you to clear your mind of just being blinded by the fact that basketball could be back. But this sounds like a kind of a fun round robin-y, big long tournament, something that we wanted so badly in March. And we're getting at a weird time of the year anyway. This thing's going to end in October, and we're going to be right back at it again in December with the NBA again. This feels like a really fun prospect on top of the fact that we're getting sports going again.
Yeah, I think this is awesome. And this is an improvement on just saying, hey, we're going to figure out a way to play out, you know, 5 or 6 or 7 games in each team's home city, and teams will travel, and then we'll just progress as usual. I actually think this is more exciting. I think this is going to be fun. I think it's going to have a strange atmosphere. I think it is going to have that campus, college basketball type atmosphere that you get when you watch March Madness. I think it's going to be really, really cool. I think the players are going to really enjoy it. I think fans are going to really enjoy it. And I feel like it will feel like March, where it's not like one game ends and you say, okay, well, a couple of nights later, we'll pick this league back up. I just feel like it's going to be this constant in our lives for, you know, 2.5 months as they complete the season.
Yeah, I'm really excited about what they've done. Adam Silver seems to be kind of a, you know, out of the box type of thinker. It feels like he's a guy that has a lot of people, like they have confidence in him, and they trust his vision, they trust his decision making. And this is kind of I think a pretty bold and wise move by the NBA. We joked about this yesterday, and I'm just curious, what about the teams that are left out, that don't get to come to, they're not part of the 22 teams? Where do they stand, and how does it impact the draft after the season's over?
Yeah, so that's going to be interesting. So you look at a team like the Washington Wizards, who aren't that far ahead of the next seed behind them. They're the 9th seed in the East. The 10th seed isn't that far behind them. It could actually behoove the Washington Wizards to tank these final games and kind of dramatically improve their draft position if they wanted to. Now, of course, they want to make the playoffs, but they're a few games back of the Brooklyn Nets right now. They may just say, let's say they lose the first two games and feel like, hey, we have to win out and the Nets have to lose out for us to make up that ground. Let's just tank. And the team that's behind the tank has absolutely no chance to out-tank them at that point.
Right. They can't. They out-tank them.
Out-tank the tankers.
So now, but here's the thing. You have no shot. If you're the Wizards, you have no shot. And so the thing is, what are you trying to do? And if you're an organization, you get to play those 8 games. You get, and I guess tanking them, fine. But the reality is that you do. You get to improve your draft stock and just start moving the other direction, which we've done for a long time anyway. And a team like the Washington Wizards, nobody's going to look at it and go, how dare you're tanking. Anything goes during COVID-19 2020 basketball. So the whole idea that they could actually improve their draft stock by tanking as one of these 22 teams who got in is a pretty interesting prospect. Ben Anderson from KSLSports.com joins us. What about the rest of sports? And do they look at the NBA and go, wow, they've gotten their stuff together. What's our problem?
Well, I imagine Major League Baseball is just everybody in Major League Baseball tonight or tomorrow after this vote officially gets passed is just going to have their hand on their face and just wondering, how did we blow this so bad? I mean, there was talk that in March they were going to have preseason games or spring training games come back, and then by mid-June they would be playing. I mean, we should be talking about Major League Baseball coming back next week, and nobody can agree on salary cuts, wow, how many games to play, who should get back. If they could have done that, they could have been the only eyes or the only professional sport that anyone's really watching right now for the next 50 days. And they play every day. And you could have had games wall to wall, wire to wire. So it's all anybody's watching. You could fall in love with the players, fall in love with the game. And they blew it. And if they're this far out where they haven't come to an agreement, I don't think they can beat the NBA back. And if they don't beat the NBA back,
what's the point?
Is it worth coming back?
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
you're going to run into college football, you're going to run into the NFL, and you're going to be back to being irrelevant. So they've absolutely blown this. This has been horrendous for Major League Baseball.
Yeah, I'm not sure how irrelevant baseball is anyways. I mean, especially with this cheating scandal that's gone on. Kind of going back to the Jazz, though, what does it look for them? Like, what kind of dent can they make? Are they a team that can do anything in the playoffs with this year, and what kind of impact is Boyan being out for the rest of the year have on the Jazz?
I mean, I think losing Boyan's enormous, and it's maybe the biggest story for any team that is going to come back to Orlando. I mean, it's certainly the biggest loss that anyone has given up while this league's been in hiatus. You lose your second leading scorer, probably the third best player on the team. That's going to be an enormous loss. Now, you can make up for it. You can put Joe Ingles in the starting lineup, and you know, Jordan Clarkson can pick up a bigger scoring load if he needs to. But there's certainly ways ways the Jazz can play with this. You could put Jordan Clarkson in the starting lineup if you just wanted to go really small and say we're going to be really dangerous at scoring. We're not going to worry as much about defense. Not that Bojan Bogdanovic was a terrific defensive player by any stretch. But it does allow Quinn Snyder to try something kind of outside the box that we haven't seen so much this year. And because this season is so weird and because the odds are going to be stacked against you to get to the finals, maybe it's worth doing. Maybe that is something worth trying and using these final eight games in the first round of the postseason to learn something about next year.
Ben Anderson joins us from KSLSports.com, our Jazz insider. I've got more questions, Ben, because as it goes along, there's also some talk as to how they're going to handle this with travel and with how teams are going to be handling this. I'm interested to see how the Jazz will do this, what it will actually look like, what an eight-game start would look like to the playoffs. The end in October is interesting. A start back up again possibly in December looks interesting. All sorts of questions, but mostly, can the Jazz win their first NBA championship in 2020? That's the real question. And how far are we going to have to stand apart during the celebratory parade? We'll have all these things to talk about and much more on KSL's Unrivaled. Next, stay with us.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.